Bugby.
Bruce Bugby from Utah State here at the International Society of Horticulture. Bruce, this morning or yesterday morning, you talked to us a really great talk, and I loved it. And you talked a little bit about Fritz Wentz. I wonder if you could tell me a little about Fritz and then your thoughts on the pursuit of the McCree curve.
I knew about Fritz Wentz as a student taking plant physiology, and he's credited with the discovery of one of our hormones, auxin. And then as a young graduate student, I met him at a conference. He was a speaker, and I'm, of course, in the back of the room, and this is very humbling, you know. He got up to shake his hand, and he was certainly a visionary in all this work. You think of doing this work more than a half a century ago, and his point was we really need to use controlled environments to understand plant growth. And he was at Caltech and surrounded by a lot of other bright people. But then he wrote this book, The Experimental Control of Plant Growth. What, that would be a wonderful title if it came out last week. That book came out in 1957, and he's talking about the same things we're talking about now with manipulating plant growth by altering the environment. So that's why I wanted to tie this in to some of the great thinkers of the world that have worked in controlled environments and plant growth.
Yeah, I really like how you tie in history in a lot of your talks and everything. I know you gave one in New Orleans. It was really good. And but you mentioned your talk yesterday about the pursuit of the McCree curve and how you think our industry has gone wrong pursuing that curve. Can you just a little synopsis of your ideas on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's we call it the McCree curve, but it's other people did similar curves, as I pointed out. And my real point with that is we shouldn't focus too much on the exact colors of light and what they do on photosynthesis, because the colors of light affect plant shape so much that photosynthesis is almost an indirect response of plant light. You can show just almost the opposite of the McCree curve in whole plants in the right conditions. So it's still a guiding principle. Red light is very well absorbed, and McCree showed that, and is effective in photosynthesis. But we really overemphasize that McCree curve. And if we've got to have just these right colors of light to get photosynthesis, we really should be focused on the colors of light in plant shape and plant metabolism, and then photosynthesis will follow.
Okay. And I guess what he said was about plant growth and photosynthesis.
Ooh, yeah. He says photosynthesis doesn't control plant growth. Plant growth controls photosynthesis. And you think, well, what does that mean? And well, you're gonna have to have the right shape, the right leaf orientation, the right pigments in the plant, and then photosynthesis happens after this. So the primary effect of light is on plant development and plant shape, and really a secondary effect is on photosynthesis. And I think we also greatly overemphasize spectral effects on photosynthesis, light quality effects on photosynthesis, which is what the McCree curve is. Light quality effects, and we underappreciate the power of spectral quality to manipulate plant shape. Okay. Plant shape and plant pigments.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, you're a thinker and a mover, just like Wendt was, and you're changing the way we think here, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right.